We have so many new residents in Denton right now that never went through this. Mm-hmm. You know, other residents who really never got involved with it. And so I don't know how they missed it, but they did. And they, you know, they probably didn't care now, and they don't then, and they don't care now. So I think what I would have people take away is that if for some reason somebody discovers a nice big pool of natural gas under the city of Denton, mm-hmm. there are going to be hundreds and hundreds of trucks going up and down our already dilapidated streets. And if they think traffic and construction is bad now, just wait until fracking arrives in town. Mm-hmm. It is fine for the wide open plains of West Texas, mm-hmm. To have those trucks rumbling up and down areas that are populated by 20 people per square mile, you know, and mm-hmm. you have a mile long driveway to your house. But those activities are simply inappropriate. They're totally inappropriate. They're totally not conducive to city urban areas. And if there was to be a fracking well somewhere in the heart of Denton, I'm sure that there would be hundreds of people back down at the city council asking what could be done about it. Mm-hmm. And the answer, I'm afraid the answer is basically not much. I think the city council is doing all it can in the setbacks. I think that it's all it's allowed to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much land is still open in Denton, within the Denton city limits that can be fracked with their current setback limits, but I'm sure it's a considerable amount, certainly out in the western part of the city. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they could do any fracking, you know, in neighborhoods, established neighborhoods that we have now, but you know, let's just hope that the economic stays the way it is, because mm-hmm. I think it's far more expensive to frack within a city limits than it would be out in the county somewhere.
Right. Yeah.